and the alternatives may not be a matter of choice for the policymakers, in the sense that, as we saw with the currency substitution of gold for paper, as we saw in the hyperinflation, the substitution of dollars for pesos, a question that no one knows the answer to, certainly I don't, or the IMF doesn't, the central bank doesn't know. Is there a demand for pesos? And when the Corralito is gone, where will the exchange rate stand? In the futures market last week, the one-year forward peso rate was 10. I don't know, but if the economy becomes de facto dollarized, which is likely, then the choices will be very very few, in the sense that one can trace through this history and the history since 1935 a gradual, in some sense, destruction of the credibility of the peso, of the outside money, which to some extent Cavallo, the good Cavallo, number one, was able to rescue with the convertibility plan. So that was for a time changed. But we've also seen much more in the recent crisis, the destruction of the credibility of inside money, of the banking money, and the financial system. So it's hard to imagine that there's much more room for maneuver in either of those spheres for the next policymakers.